Welcome everyone to the New Matter podcast. Today we are going to have something a little bit different where we're going to be hearing various snippets from some of our award winners at SLAS 2022. We have Student Poster Award winners, some Tony B Award winners, and some new product award winners who are going to be sharing the excitement of this award and their research with us. So please enjoy. First, we're going to hear from our three Student Poster Award winners. They're going to share their eureka moments and what's next from them.
Hello, everyone. My name is Antra Ganguly. I'm a PhD student at the University of Texas at Dallas. I just won the SLAS 2022 Student Poster Award, and I'm happy to answer your questions. So your first question was, what was my eureka moment for my project? So my project is essentially to develop an electrochemical biosensor towards diagnosis and management of urinary tract infection. And my eureka moment was at the time, so it was me and my supervisor, essentially we wanted to start off to build an electrochemical biosensor, but then we wanted to work with really low volumes of urine. And it just struck us that why don't we combine two most successful commercial point of care biosensors, which is the electrochemical glucose sensor and the highly popular, you know, disposable pregnancy strips. So my project or my sensor is essentially a combination of both the things. It's a lateral flow sensor assay imprinted on an electrochemical sensor, and that was, I believe, the eureka moment for us to make it cheap and accurate and accessible and affordable to all. All right, so for my next steps, I'm actually very excited. So the goal is to be able to translate my device from benchtop to bedside and be able to do so to be able to use it as a UTI biosensor, like a diagnostic and management device, not only at the near patient settings and hospital settings, but also be able to use it as a disposable dipstick, which can be used for at-home monitoring purposes, where the women suffering from UTI can use it for routine screening. So that's my goal. And in the long run, so while doing this, I also want to, you know, publish my research and also hopefully present a lot of posters. Personally, I really enjoy posters. I think it's a more interactive format for presentations, and very big picture, hoping that my little endeavor actually inspires more research into women's health, especially UTI, and also inspires research and, you know, brings people to SLAS and other people to present at SLAS. Well, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Cheng Hyun Lee from University of British Columbia, and I just win the Student Poster Award at SLAS 2022. And my eureka moment is on method figure one. So how my eureka moment was spray on the hydrogel. We already developed the all following steps, but the thickness was always a problem and all common one didn't work. But the spray on, we can make the uniform thin layer that I won. So that was it. And my next step from this poster would be publishing first, because this poster work from this poster is just digging for me. We have tons of applications that we can use since I developed the platform. So hopefully next year in SLAS, I can publish or I can present the actual very interesting application using this platform. Thank you.
A couple of weeks after conference, we caught up with Jung-hyung to hear a few more words, and here they are.
Today, we are joined by Jung-hyung Lee, postdoctoral student at the University of British Columbia. Jung-hyung was one of the Student Poster Award winners at the SLAS 2022 International Conference and Exhibition. Welcome, Jung-hyung.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, to start off, we're going to go with the SLAS challenge. We're going to ask you to describe your research in 10 words or less.
I'm developing a new image-based cell sorting system right now.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, first off, congratulations on winning the SLAS Student Poster Award. How do you feel about winning?
Thank you very much. And I'm really honored.
So what led to your interest in developing this nano and microwell array that won you your student poster?
I want something that I did on the invasion-based sorting system, but just can't find the commercial ones, so I had to make it.
That's awesome. So you solved the problem. If you can't find it to buy, make it yourself.
I guess that's engineering. Already see the problem and solving it.
That's so cool. Did you have somebody who helped kind of like guide you? How did you come up with the idea for the process that you used to create that nano and microwell array?
Yeah, I've been discussed with my PI and also with my colleagues. And there's a few commercial ones that's similar like this, but it wasn't basically fit to my usage. So try to like improve the commercial ones and more fit to the image sorting system and cool. Also various uses.
Awesome. So, you know, we've just kind of come out of the SLAS 2022 conference. Was there anybody that you met there that you were really excited to talk to while you were at the conference?
Since my play, like my poster topic was basically a platform that can use in the various purpose. So I saw a couple of guys from UCLA or doing similar research like Cartesian science, and also lots of vendors too. And I can remember in the SLAS booth talking with Deep and Alexis was also quite fun.
So what got you interested, you know, in this topic field or even just science in general in the first place?
I would say it's inside my DNA. Since I was very kid, I had lots of curiosity on anything requires electricity or moving things like cars or appliances. Even when I was very kid, I was like that. Feels more like I was born naturally as a science person.
What kinds of stuff did you like to build as a kid using your engineering tendencies?
No, I grew up in Korea and I was kids. There was a competition on the build up the FM radio. So by the kids and who built up the radio first and like these two be well functioning, but who builds up best, those kind of competitions, and building a glider. So until the sixth grade, there was lots of those kind of competitions. It's quite interesting things, yeah. I've been doing since I was a kid.
That's great. So you've been winning science competitions since you were a little kid?
Not always winning, but yeah, next time.
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, since you've had this early start to engineering, which clearly, you know, you use to build this nanowell and microwell array, what purposes can you see? You know, you've got your own research. Can you tell us a little bit about what you plan on using it for in your research? And how do you think other researchers might be interested in using this product you created?
And simply use, there's a lots of nano arrays are already being used, but the problem is I cannot use the existing platforms. There's a lot of platforms are based on the well plate. They can scan the entire well plate less than 5 minutes, but the lots of nano arrays that used was based on the glass. So small glass slide, so it doesn't fit on the high throughput devices. So from there, I started to think how to use those fancy machines that save the time and energy. And my products, it's hard to say product at this point, but my development is it can be used to confine any single cells to small volumes and able to make it time-dependent tracking. So once cell inside there, basically cannot move without any additional things
So for some of our listeners who might not work in this field, can you, you know, give a little bit of detail on, you know, how you're like, what is high throughput screening and how are you using it in your analysis?
High throughput screening is, it's very simple device. It's basically a microscope that can image the entire well plate in very fast way. So using traditional microscope, it takes a very long time to take a picture of the entire well plate. It's about 12 centimeter by 8 centimeter size, and you are scanning only very, you are taking picture from like only very small amounts, and you keep capturing it and stitching it later. So high content screening devices are basically doing those ones are in a very fast way. So you can get the lots of cell images in a very fast, in a very short time.
Excellent. Yeah. So instead of having to take, as you had mentioned before, that the only arrays that you could find were on those small slides. So this is sort of like creating a bunch of those slides all at once, essentially. Yeah. Very,
and
very.
They can fit in the like high content screening devices or like, you know, mm-hmm. the exact same microwave plate forms. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about, you know, trying to make this into a marketable product that you could sell to other researchers?
Actually, that's a great question, and I'm planning. Although I'm in the very early stage, but yes.
Awesome. So if anybody's listening out there and thinks that they might want to use one of these for their research, they should keep an eye out for it coming on the market at some point.
Yep. You know, I'm in university, so it's still trying to figure out how to write massive products, these ones. But yeah, I'm trying to start a company, and although it's very early stage, but try to make this, you know, market products.
That's very exciting. So I guess that, you know, that's one of our questions is we always like to ask, you know, what are you looking forward to accomplishing in the next year? So I guess yours would be getting your startup up and running, huh?
Yep. And also publish the other papers too.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be busy this year, huh?
Yeah, I'm super busy these days. The key point of my research is lying on the seeing is believing. So lots of people, lots of current biosystems or single cell analysis, you don't know how this cell looks like in its core phenotype, but in English, it's basically how they look, how they do. So people is most techniques are based on the statistic assuming, but I want to see which cell I'm analyzing. So my researches are based on those, how can I say, lying on those basically saying is believing. So try to do the image sorting, image-based cell sorting, and try to capture the transient events and sequence those ones so that I can see exactly how cell react or behave and turn it to the actual deep analysis on the genomic side.
Great. Well, that's awesome. And it's all really, really exciting stuff. I think that that's about all the time that we have today. So, you know, thank you so much for joining us, Junghung. We really look forward to seeing you at more of our events, and we really look forward to seeing where your research goes.
Thank you.
Thanks to Hannah Rosen, our new science manager, for catching up with Junghung. Now we're going to continue on and listen to our last Student Poster Award winner from SLAS 2022 on site.
Hi, my name is Stefan Spangenberg. I just won the Student Poster Award here at SLAS 2022. I'm in the Larson Lab at Scripps Research in San Diego. And I would say the eureka moment for this project was basically when we saw our results translate from cell lines to primary cells, and that gave us a lot more confidence in the results that we were seeing. And I think one of my goals for presenting this research here was to just get the word out about the story. I think we have some interesting perspectives on HSP90 inhibitors, and really I just think that this class of compounds and this molecular mechanism is something that more people should consider in the field of oncology and immuno-oncology. And also, you know, coming here has been a great opportunity to discuss this work with people, get feedback, and find new directions to take this project and see things from angles that we hadn't considered. So yeah, it's been a lot of very valuable conversation so far.
Congratulations again to our three student poster award winners. Now on site again, we're going to hear from our new product award winners.
Hi, my name is Joe Duretti. I am co-founder and president of Partillion Bioscience, and we had just won the SLES 2022 New Product Award. One of our really big eureka moments for this product really goes back all the way to when I was a grad student at UCLA, working around microfluidics and other high throughput technologies. And that was a time where we envisioned to put different technologies in the lab together to create a system to allow people to look at single cells in a way that's compatible with instruments that they already have access to. We are really excited to have released our first product to the public so they can now purchase it and use in their hands. We are really excited as we move forward to start building off this foundational technology to build out new directed kits for other application areas. So we're really excited, and stay tuned for new products to come.
So hi, I'm Christoph Kreisbeck, Chief Commercial Officer at Kibotics and one of the founders.
One of the founders, and just so happened to be a SLAS 2022 participant and an NPA, a New Product Award recipient for 2022. So one question that we have for you is specifically, what was your eureka moment for your product?
So what said is dates back when we spun out the company. I think the eureka moment was when we identified and discovered that we can use AI technologies that were made for image and text recognition or text or image generation, and can transfer the same technologies into the chemistry domain and can actually help accelerate the process of R&D. I think this was the biggest moment where we discovered that, yeah, that's it, we have something here.
Fantastic. Clearly our committee also agreed it was really a great effort. Thanks for that.
Welcome. And for us, the next steps are to launch the product. We hope that we have a lot of users, and we want to bring the AI into the labs. And ReactionSage is one of our tools. We have a portfolio of others. And if you want to check us out, please visit our website at www.kibotics.com.
I'm George, CEO of Seed Biosciences, and we just won the New Product Award SLAS for 2022. So the one moment when we had this hype on the product development, when I think back, I think is when we first put the product in the hand of the customers. This is a totally new product in the liquid handling. It's the first pipetting robot which enables scientists to isolate single cells with just a click. So the very first pipetting system for single cell isolation. One click, one cell. And the one moment that made us very proud is when the customers actually tried the device and they were able to generate clones, and they were able to have cells growing in the wells, and they were able to do their experiment that they could not do before in a very simple way. I think that was the one moment. So thank you, SLAS, for the award. So what's next? And actually, I have a plan to come back in the next years with new products, because we have this very innovative pipetting systems which can enable scientists to isolate single cells. And we have a plan to do even more with more features, like think about viability, granularity, protein production, etc. So count on me to come back for the new product award in the coming years.
A huge congratulations to our three new product award winners. Last, but certainly not least, we have two Tony B Travel Award winners who are going to share their experiences at SLAS 2022.
Hi, my name is Emma Åkerlund. I come from Sweden, Stockholm, from Karolinska Institute, where I'm a postdoctoral researcher. And I won this award, Tony B Travel Grant, to come here to SLAS 2022 to present my research. My research is about ovarian cancer and 3D models. The great thing about SLAS is that it has so many presenters of different cool and novel technologies. And that's why I really wanted to come here, to have inspiration and see novel food technologies.
Why did you decide to get into precision medicine specifically?
So the reason I decided to get into functional precision medicine is because every patient's cancer is different and there is no approach that fits all. And therefore new strategies are needed to treat this disease. And that's why my goal is to find out new treatment options for ovarian cancer patients in the future. So what I do in the lab on a day-to-day basis is that we do get fresh tissue samples from surgery from ovarian cancer patients, and then we process these tissues into single cells, which we later subject to a panel of different drugs. And then we analyze the results for these different drugs by applying a technology called high contact imaging. Then we find out which of these drugs are working for each patient by analyzing microscopy images from a technology called high contact imaging. So if you're looking for a 3D high contact drug screening expert, highly experienced in asset development, don't hesitate to contact me for collaborations or future job offers. You can reach me at emma.akerlund@ki.se.
Hello, I'm Pilar Ayuda from Auckland University Hospital, and I'm excited to be here in SLASH for the first time as a Tony B awardee. I work in trying to understand how drugs interact together. So I'm using ex vivo drug sensitivity screening in high throughput to better understand how the drugs can have synergetic or antagonistic effects, and then use that information to try to improve cancer therapy. So for example, if we identify a synergetic combination of drugs, it might be very nice to implement that in clinic, because using those combinations, we could decrease the toxicity of the drugs, increasing the effectiveness. I'm excited to be here in SLASH because there is so much information, so much state-of-the-art things that I could use to implement in my research and get better. And just I'm very happy to be here and to meet all these interesting people.
Congratulations again to all of our SLAS 2022 award winners. And thanks to those of you who tuned in to hear about their experiences on site at SLAS 2022. It was a great conference and exhibition, and we loved having them all, and hopefully you all there as well.